Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's Soapbox Heroes. My name is Brian over there. That is my buddy Matt.
What's up?
Tiffany's in the room.
In the house.
Hi, Tiff.
What? And douchebag Chad's here.
Douchebag Chad.
Oh, stop. You don't get your own voice guy who's like, hey, everybody,
welcome to In the Center Ring. It's douchebag Chad.
What if there was a stripper who had douchebag in her name, that probably wouldn't be good.
I always thought the stripper names always made me laugh because it's like, next coming to the stage, Alexis.
Just name a car. Next coming to the stage, Mitsubishi.
Speaking of cars, have we been together since someone hit and ran on my car and there's a
my
dent
God.
Under that?
On your baby doll?
Your transformer?
Yes. I have been so upset. I tried to like investigate on my own because it happened at night, and then I like woke up and I was like,
Hold on. I am really intrigued by the idea of Tiffany investigating on her own.
So I did.
Is this like
Tiffany PI?
I'm picturing Harriet the Spy. Remember that book?
She ate mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches.
Exactly. So is that what you did? You were like, I packed a bag and I got my magnifying glass. I'm gonna find that motherfucker.
Yeah, I really thought I was going to, but I didn't. And then the police went and they got like video cameras from places that I was, and then there were some places that didn't have video cameras. I have no fucking idea.
So how much
hit
damage?
My car, but
how
if I find out,
you're gonna kill a bitch.
Oh, I'm gonna cut somebody's throat.
We can employ the power of this show. If you, it's like Crime Stoppers. I remember as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be
Crime
like,
Stoppers?
They'd be like, hey, we have Lieutenant Johnny in the studio today, and he's going to tell us about it. Well, and then the guy would always get into that hilarious voice where he couldn't just be like, yeah, there was a crime over in the West End. He'd be like, Saturday night. It was about 9:08 p.m. and two guys in hoodies walked into John's convenience store.
It was 73 degrees.
There was a slight wind from the east. I would always get really creeped out by that, because then it was like, so what if I find this guy and I get the reward? Because, you know, as a kid, they
I've
were offering like
though.
$100. You've gotten a reward for getting someone a hot tip?
No, but I
want to hear that story.
No, I got when I was in a couple years ago, when the LA firebomber was walking around,
what?
Yeah.
No. So you called a tip line?
No. They sent out to say what this guy was doing is that his mom was a German nationalist or whatever, and she's getting deported, and he was so mad that the government was deporting his mother that he would go around and take fire logs, those starter logs, and throw them under cars and light cars on fire and apartments on fire and all this shit.
Whoa, that's creative.
Right? So then,
I mean, let's just like a total remove from the situation. That's an interesting way to go about wreaking havoc.
You're a sadistic prick. You know that, right? So anyway, they like KTLA and all the KCBS, all that shit. They put out this. There's a guy driving a white Lexus. So like, there's this white Lexus.
Wait. Isn't your Lexus white, Tiffany? Are you fucking the LA firebomber? Is that how you got that car?
Oh my God, she fucks comedians and firebombers.
No, but sorry, go ahead.
It's short though. This white Lexus.
Sorry, Tiffany's dad.
I know. Sorry, Mr. Mannion. And anyway, this white Lexus pulled into my garage, and I literally took its thing down, and I called the police. I was like, I think I caught him.
What'd she say? Did you call 911?
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know the LA Police Department number. You know how many calls they get?
Actually, I called 959-371.
The first one you see, they're like, how old are you? And you're like, I'm 8.
I'm 8. But no, and they're like, what's your emergency?
It's
I'm like,
neighbor.
I don't have an emergency, but I saw a white Lexus. And they're like, sir, this is an emergency only, and everybody has seen a white Lexus. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Is that really what they said?
No, I don't know.
Oh, there's been a cat in my there's been old school 1980s rewards posters for a fuzzy cat in my neighborhood. And I every day when I drive home and I see him, I have this fantasy of being the guy that finds the cat. It's not happened yet, but if it does, you will be the first to know.
You probably already did. Have you guys ordered Chinese lately?
We do have a couple of those types of Chinese places.
His new name is General So.
Sweet and sour meow.
Wow. You know, speaking of the word meow, so public education at its finest.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing spelling words with my 9-year-old daughter the other day. Meow on her spelling words list. Meow. What
really?
The fuck? Yeah.
Do you know how to spell it?
M? No, M-E-O-W.
M-E-O-W.
Meow.
Meow. That's how they say it, too.
I know.
Meow.
No, the worst racist food jokes ever of all time. Ready? So how do you make a dog say meow?
Ow.
You freeze them and put them in a flat saw. Meow. How do you make a? How do you make? Oh, these aren't racist at all. That's a different thing. Yeah, like in a table saw. Meow. And then how do you make a cat say woof?
How?
Lighter fluid.
Oh my god. Listen. I'm not okay. This is for real. My friend's dad is a vet, and so sometimes they will like have these rescue animals. Uh-huh. And there was a cat that had come in, and these kids had lit this cat on fire.
It's terrible.
But this was the coolest cat. But and so they kept him in the house, and they, you know, like took care of him. Nobody wanted him. I mean, he was hairless like at this point, and they named him Toast.
That's funny.
Perfect.
What do you call a dog with no back legs and steel testicles? Sparky.
I said racial earlier. The racial joke was...
Chad's still rubbing his head on that one.
The Vietnamese cookbook, 101 Ways to Walk a Dog.
Walk.
Tiffany got it first. Tiffany got it first.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
Tiffany, why don't you do your rap? Do your rap.
When she says walk, now? She Ezekiel Elliott's it. Matt gets it.
Yeah. That's okay. A Dallas running back.
I think we need to save the rap.
Oh, are we saving the rap for another episode?
For another episode, for maybe just a little bit later.
Do you need to drink some more? Do we need another shot of Fireball? I mean, how crazier can it get?
I'll be right back.
So, okay. I've gathered you here today because we have some shit we need to take care of. Mostly letters. We get letters, guys. I don't know if you know this, but yeah. We get people commenting on the show, wanting to be involved, wanting to talk about things that we've talked about. And so I thought it was probably a good time. You know, we're 7 episodes in now or so. We're like, you know, we've made some headway. We've got some feedback. Let's talk about it all together as a group, and we can field these questions and interactions that are happening. Does that sound good? Is everybody up for that?
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
That's the fucking Blue's Clues song.
I actually had letter music, but I might like that better. Should we just stick with that? That's fantastic.
Should Tiff give us our lead in again so we can use it?
You want to do it one more time? No, we just got good. Okay, hold on.
I'm just kidding. I can.
I'm gonna play.
It'll probably
some,
be better the second time now that I'm gonna play some warmed up a little bit.
Here's some sweet letter music.
Up a little bit.
Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters.
All right, our first letter on the show today. It actually has to do with a few episodes ago when we got into a heated debate about the quality of Van Halen. Do you remember this, Matt?
Oh, come on.
Chad wasn't here for this, but...
You know... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, I mean, I think you're going to like this letter. This letter is from a listener in Missouri.
Okay.
And he writes and says, Brian, I think the difference you need to understand about Van Halen with Hagar and with Roth is easy. They didn't have to work as hard with Hagar. He was a better songwriter, but the sacrifice was less shredding and showing off, and that's why guys our age, especially, are more pro-Roth. Now, when Eddie started drinking more heavily and partying even more, he was happy to have Hagar steer the ship. A lot of guys can't get on board with the reduced showmanship and the increase in ballads and love songs.
That's fair. That's a fair assessment.
That's a pretty good.
Mr. Whoever from Missouri, that was fair. Yeah.
I agree with that. I think it's...
I still think David Lee Roth was far better.
Chad, you were not here when we talked about this. Do you have an opinion? I know you're not much of a music guy.
No, actually, I love music. But I'm a Roth guy.
Okay. I would think it would be weird to me if Chad was like, no, I love Hagar, man. I love the ballads. Hagar
is bad. David Lee Roth is
better. First of all, I don't think... You know what it always reminds me of, though? Have you ever seen Joe Dirt? Yeah, when he says, hey, listen, man, I like Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Yeah.
Def Leppard sucks.
No, I just think they were a better band at that point. Maybe the caller, the viewer, the listener is correct. I think maybe they did less work.
Okay.
When David Lee Roth.
I'm okay with that explanation. I mean, it makes sense to me. He's admitting that Hagar, and me listening to it, totally to the music and not to the entire experience,
right,
you might say, yes, Hagar is less cheesy. The songs are a little tighter. He's a better writer. But Roth was the showman, and they were the party band, and people wanted to party to those fucking
songs.
They
were a party band when Roth was
there. It's hard to be the follow-up.
If you're very used to something,
it's hard for you as a if you're a fan to go, oh well, now I really it's completely different.
Well, it's kind of like James Bond, right? Because when I grew up, it was Roger Moore was James Bond, and to me, he's still the best Roger Moore.
Pierce Brosnan.
See, exactly.
Never seen James Bond.
Okay,
not even one.
Who best Batman? Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton for sure.
See. There's not a better Batman.
But we might be biased because he's from Coriopolis, Pennsylvania.
Well, he's from Pittsburgh.
Where is it?
Yeah. I did that to my kid the other night. I just walked in looking for something in her room, and I just go, she's asleep. I'm like, where is it? She wakes up, God, Dad! Ah! Where is it? It's like, who are you supposed to be? I'm like, Batman. I didn't know that. Go to sleep. What are you doing awake right now? Jesus Christ.
You're giving your poor daughter nightmares, bro.
Where is it? I read something that as a man, you should name your son Gotham. So at night when you wake up, you can tell your wife, Gotham needs me.
That's great.
See, that was my problem with the last Batman, though, was the voice of Bane. Like, I just felt like the whole time it was like, yeah, Batman.
He sounds like he's a wine tasting the entire time.
You like Fireball?
I think it's fermented.
Can I have a Bud Light?
Do you have anything that's not an import?
I will not drink Merlot.
Tom Hardy annoys me anyway.
All right. Moving on to another letter. Chad, I got to say, this one's about you.
Oh, no.
Good.
And I
fucking good.
This is from a listener in Florida.
Florida.
They did say Florida. We have national appeal,
this
guys.
This is fun, dude.
And
we international. I know people in Scotland.
We down in that panhandle.
Oh, I hope so and bad that they're ignorant.
He says, guys, I enjoy the show, and I really like the different segments, including sports with douchebag Chad. But I have to say, while Chad is kind of funny, he's a bit of an overbearing, interrupting bit hijacker.
Oh.
Just thought you might like.
Is this anonymous? Does this person have at least a first name, or is it anonymous?
The first name is Brent. Brent from Florida.
We're just going to call him bit hijacker.
Hold on. Is it Brent? Brent? Or did you say Brent?
Brent. B-R-E-N-T. Brent.
I think you said, is it Brent or Brent? Am I right?
Is it B-R-E-N-T or B-R-I-N-T? Brent or Brent?
I mean, I know it's not the kind of feedback you were hoping for.
No. No, actually, I'm going to agree with him. Brent, the reason that I do that is because I love to hear myself fucking talk. And I feel like no matter what we're talking about, I have something to say.
I always, you know, off the mic, we were talking about getting along with our wives. And my golden rule with getting along with my wife is, hey, if you at some point can admit that, you know, have some self-awareness about, like, if she says to me, hey, I'm really being a bitch and I'm sorry, but then I'll take that because at least she's acknowledging she's being a bitch.
Well, yeah.
At this point, I think we can give that same credence to douchebag Chad.
You're right.
Yeah. He knows he's a douchebag. His name is douchebag Chad.
Isn't this is self-deemed douchebag Chad, though,
I mean,
right?
It's a lot of self-awareness. You know,
I have a tough time shutting the fuck up. That's
how does that work in your marriage, buddy?
Next letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
Oh my God! Okay,
we have to pay royalties on
this one.
Oh, do we?
This one is also about you, Chad.
Whoa,
kind of.
Oh, all right.
It's about the segment Sports with Douchebag Chad, a regular segment we do on the show here, and this is from Actually, a guy that's written the show before. His name is Joel. Not to be confused with the Joel in the room, my brother. Right. This is another Joel that listens to the show.
Fucking Joel.
And he gets...
Yeah, I know. This is going to be a problem, bro.
He gets really into these sports segments, okay? Good. Okay? Good. Which is good, because that's what we want.
Oh, is this the Joel from, a couple episodes ago that rolled in, yes, wrote into yes. us as well?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. The one about that talked about baseball.
And yes,
the,
yeah. yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
the guys were a little defensive when we read this letter on the show, because they felt like he wasn't even being the least bit rude. He was just adding in about the All-Star game. We talked about the All-Star game.
Don't be rude. He's actually a listener, so like
him. Hey, customer's always right.
I don't think he was rude. I just think he approached it in the wrong way.
I don't think he was rude either. He was just telling us what we already fucking knew.
Okay, so...
Maybe it was the messenger.
So, listen. On that point, before we get to this, we should say that All-Star game... home field advantage has changed.
Thank yes.
since
God.
We talked about it on yes. the show. Yes.
Because God. They listened to the show.
Because they heard us on the
they
show.
They heard Matt and I say how awful of an idea it was, yeah. and guess what happened? It changed.
It changed.
How much money did they give you for that?
Cheers to you.
Yeah,
you
share what with I'm us? Saying is this show has some fucking influence.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Okay. Hey. Hi.
You don't cheers. Understand. The minute I got that, I saw everybody around me. I was like, I told you they were fucking listening.
Okay. So.
It's true.
And they thought you were talking about the government. All right, so here's a letter from Joel, and I'm going to warn you guys, it's a long one, so we may have to take some breaks. Here we go. Hey guys, thanks for reading my email last time. I just wanted to clarify my intent and add a follow-up comment.
Okay.
Matt seemed to think I was defending MLB's decision about the All-Star game determining home field advantage, and I just wanted to say I agree with Matt. It's a terrible idea. My comment was related to the conversation. Oh, my comment is related to the conversation about Theo Epstein. Oh, okay, so this is a while back.
That manager guy.
The hot manager, the Tiffany.
This episode, because I do have an opinion about Theo Epstein.
Okay, so in that episode, I believe Douchebag Chad called him, quote, one of the greatest baseball minds ever. Is that true? Did you call him one of the greatest baseball minds ever?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, okay. I believe
he did. This seemed to be based largely on the idea that he had snapped two, quote, unquote, curses and won World Series with the Red Sox and the Cubs. Is this correct?
Correct.
That's
okay.
Fair.
Okay, so this is, he says, this is true, but, and Theo is a fantastic GM, but I think there are a couple things that shouldn't be overlooked. One, he had nothing to do with how poorly managed both of those teams were for the 100 years before they won. If you were a terrible, oh my God, now he's like turning on you, Mulchin. If you were a terrible fucking comic and I wrote a couple killer jokes for you, that wouldn't make me any more of a genius for the jokes. Either they were funny and you didn't used to be funny, or they aren't and you still aren't funny. But the quality of...
fuck himself right now.
I don't even understand the analogy.
He's babbling on like a fucking idiot. But you could talk about that.
The quality of the jokes I wrote doesn't change. My second point about Epstein, I don't understand that analogy, but anyway, let's leave
thank
that alone.
God,
let's
Joel's
go to the
not a comic.
Let's
or let's a writer.
Let's go to the second point.
Thank you, Tiffany.
My second point about Epstein is the fact that he spent years, capital letters, years, intentionally, capital letters, being terrible. 3 years to be exact with the Cubs before they won. Oh, listen, he explains. This is a method called tanking, which I'm not familiar with. Tanking is common and can be successful, but relies heavily on good fortune, like draft picks, staying healthy, everything panning out, etc., and subjects a fan base to multiple miserable seasons. I definitely think Epstein is a great GM. I would love to have him on my team. Go Tigers! But I just thought that calling him the best baseball mind was a bit hyperbolic.
I didn't. I called him one of.
Anyway, thanks for taking you're the right, time. Man. Love sure the you're show. Right, yeah. You're one of my favorite comedians, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Hashtag MAGA.
MAGA? Make America great again!
Oh, no!
That's no! No!
Okay, that letter gets thrown out. We're Donald not, no.
Joel is now my new favorite.
No.
Donald J. Trump.
I feel like that was added maybe just to make you upset. Not to, like, make us really like excited.
He went after Matt, and he went after Chad, so this asshole had to come after me with his Donald Trump bullshit.
That was it. That was it, for
sure. I mean, first of all, I said he was one of the best baseball minds.
But he is. He is one of the best.
And first of all, how old is he?
Theo Epstein?
45, 46?
I think he's younger than that. I think he's, like, just freshly 40. Like, he's not very old. So he's done a lot
Yeah.
in a very short amount of time. And when you talk about tanking... First of all, look at the team. They really only have one guy that they've drafted in the past three years that made a difference. So it's not like they tanked and got a bunch of guys to make them that much better. Most of their team are guys that have played in the league for quite a while. So it's this isn't...
As a Cardinals fan, I have to say you're wrong. But it's okay.
Hold on. They have Chris Bryant.
But it's okay.
Is really the only one... I mean, look at everybody else who was a significant influence on that team winning this year.
Who else?
I mean, Jake Arrieta.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole other thing. That was, I mean, Arrieta was terrible for years.
Yes, and now all of a sudden he's great.
And all of a sudden he's great, and you're not at least a little bit.
Wait a minute, you're telling me? Hold on.
Hold on. He's terrible.
We're not talking about steroids here. Steroids.
I mean, are we?
Steroids.
Again, he was terrible for years, and then all of a sudden he's great. So.
Well, I mean, so.
And he's old. He's not. It's not
okay, like but even if he's on steroids, yeah, but that's not Theo Epstein's fault. Theo's not shooting him up.
I feel like I'm getting my fellow namesake here.
But you look at who he brings in a guy like Jeff Ross.
That's not his name.
What the fuck is Ross's name?
David.
Oh, David Ross.
Jeff Ross is
the comedian.
Yeah, he's
the
comedian.
But Ross, catcher, played for the Giants. Great role player.
And he's a terrible player.
But he's a good role player, and you need veterans to win World Series.
Yeah, but so what is Joel equating this on then? Is he? I mean, what about the Red Sox? I mean, he put that team together.
No, he inherited a good team there.
Well, yeah, but he kept it together. He kept the contracts together.
Again, Joel even said that it was a good team. He's a good GM.
He's a great GM.
Giving him credit for something. I think the point of that analogy, if I can jump into the mind of a fellow Joel here. Is that you're giving – so the joke thing was that, like, how terrible you were beforehand doesn't – like, if you have good jokes now, like, that it's not – they're not worth more because you were terrible before.
I feel like you're in Joel's mind, Joel.
I know.
I like it. Inception.
I feel like this was incepted into me, maybe, by Joel. But do you get what I'm saying? I understand your point.
I understand your point.
Giving extra weight to something that happened now because of things that he had nothing to do with.
But on the converse.
He's a great GM,
but on the converse, he's
also actually not a GM right now.
Well, he's president of baseball operations. Same fucking thing.
Worth pointing out.
But if you take two teams who are historically terrible.
But what does that have to do with anything?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
No, it doesn't. He had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
So if
somebody
else was there, they would have changed it?
No, my point is
you can't say that.
No, my point is simply that like you can't assign him value for something that had nothing to do with him.
Well, okay. I sure as shit can because when he went to the Red Sox, he won a World Series, and then he moved to the Cubs, and they won a World Series.
He won two World Series
with the
Red Sox.
Sure.
So he's got three World Series, and he's not even 40 years old.
What did he have to do with him being terrible beforehand?
First of all, they weren't terrible before. You realize that these teams had good seasons beforehand.
Sure.
That they just didn't win.
Right.
But they won when he was the head.
So he's the magic sauce, and he broke the magic.
What else would there be, though?
Again,
what
I'm else? Just I'm just asking why you're assigning value to something that has nothing to do with him.
You're giving him credit
for something that he had nothing to do
with. Okay, if Theo Epstein came in and was the GM of the Detroit Lions, and they win the Super Bowl two in a row. Would you not give him the credit of being a good GM by putting a team together?
Again, he's a good GM. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying you're giving him extra value because of the history of a team he had nothing to do with.
Okay, well, who?
Let me ask you this.
Who do you give the value to then? Tell me who is to it?
You put that extra value on an extra value menu.
I'm not even saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm saying that assigning him credit for something he had nothing. You're giving him extra credit because of this team's history of terribleness, but he had nothing to do with that history of terribleness.
Well, no, I don't give him credit for them being bad because why would you give somebody credit for them sucking? I give him credit for them bringing them from being bad to being good.
Right, okay, but what I'm getting at is if he took over, first of all, there's several things to point out here. Both of those teams are loaded. So it's not like he went to the Padres or the Minnesota Twins and
$60 million payroll. That's been the case for years, though.
He did it, sure.
Okay, but again,
you're still.
They don't win.
Are you kidding?
Lately?
No, the Yankees are terrible lately.
But they have payroll in baseball.
But they have 27
World Series
champions.
Well, not anymore. Boston, I think, has a higher payroll now.
Again, my point is simply that, like, he's a good GM. I don't think anybody's arguing that.
I don't think
Joel is arguing that. He said he's a good GM. I'd love to have him on the Tigers.
Okay, Joel's.
but
I don't know how.
But what I'm saying is that.
Who can you put better than Theo Epstein right now? Who in baseball can you put that's a better GM or a better
baseball
president operations?
We're talking
historically. We're not talking now. And I think historically there's probably been a lot. You're talking about because best now, baseball minds.
Are you approaching this as a St. Louis Cardinals fan because you hate the Cubs?
No. Again, certainly I said I would love to.
Because I'm a Pirates fan and I'm still saying he's good.
Exactly.
Have I said that he's not?
No, you have not.
No, you haven't said he wasn't
have
good.
Have I said that he is good?
But I didn't say he was the best. I said he was one of the
best baseball minds ever, which is historically 200 years old.
But I don't know how you can say he is not. I mean, okay, look.
But you're basing that on the fact that he won three World Series total. And you're ignoring.
Three World Series before you're, 40 years you're old, ignoring, bro?
No, he's over 40. But regardless, that's not. It's a real. Yes, he's very good. I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying that to put him in that level of. To put him at that level, that's a big leap.
He's 42.
Because you're assigning things to him that he had nothing to do with.
If
a team loses for 100 years and then I come work for them,
they wouldn't win the World Series. No.
I agree. They would not.
Because you're not the Atlanta team.
I agree. They would not. But like this curse breaker thing is bullshit. That's
not
a thing.
If Theo Epstein were the GM of the St. Louis Cardinals, would you not be happy?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. You would be happy, would not be happy.
I would be very happy.
And how many World Series have you guys won in 10 years?
Two.
Okay, and you'd still be happy to have him?
Sure.
So he's that, does the that best say baseball a lot? Mind right now.
Of this era, of this current era
which
of baseball.
Which means that he's probably up there
which
in history.
Which, again, that's not what was said.
I said he's one of the best ever.
Right.
I think if you're the best in this era, then you could be one of the best ever. Like, if you're the best running back in the NFL right now, then you're one of the best ever.
I think the bigger point here is that you're also ignoring the tanking aspect, which is a big deal.
I don't know if he really did.
Look up their record.
Well, just because they were bad doesn't mean they tanked.
Yeah.
Some teams just suck.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
By the way,
they tanked. I fucking know. They tanked.
Hey, they always beat the Pirates.
They were terrible for three
fucking years. As a Cards fan right now.
They were terrible for three fucking
years. You are definitely approaching this.
What I'm saying is if the Cardinals said, hey, in 5 years we're going to be really good, but we're going to spend the next 3.5 being fucking terrible, I'd be like, no thanks, I'll pass. Because I don't want to spend 3.5 years watching a terrible fucking team lose 100 games. Look up the Cubs record from 2012 to 2014. 12, 13.
You can look up the Cubs.
They're fucking terrible. Look it up
from 90.
Sure. But look at, I mean, it was very intentional.
So the Pirates tanked for 20 years.
Pirates, I do feel bad for you.
Just so we can make the playoffs twice, we tanked for 20 fucking years.
And then lose in the first round both times.
It's terrible. And as a Pirates fan, it's terrible.
I was going to say, you guys have the record for the longest
drought.
Well,
22
not
years.
The longest non-winning season in any
years.
Of the four major sports. That's
years.
A big fucking
oh, yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is, so we tanked?
Jeez.
By the way, no. Brian's head is spinning out of control.
This is something.
Tiffany and I are wasted. We've just been texting each other and taking fireball shots.
We're just texting like, hey, do you know what's going on?
But
like,
for the record, as far as tanking goes, you can like, Theo Epstein will admit to the fact that they were being terrible now for being good in the future.
I'm not sure.
That's 100. I promise you.
I don't know.
Again, I can promise
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a thing that he.
Again, I think you're approaching this as a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yeah, this isn't the Marlins. Marlins are awful.
No, the Marlins bought
then
their.
Then they buy a World Series. Then they're awful. Then they buy a World Series.
Well, that only I mean.
That happened once.
It happened twice in a very short span, but they were a very new franchise.
I think we've scratched the scab until it started bleeding.
Yeah,
so
we should
probably
move on to
another.
All right, next letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
All right, this one is from Lucas, and he is he's actually in Kentucky, and he says, hey, I love Tiffany. Great addition to the show.
Oh,
Tiffany.
You got a fan.
Are you single? Lucas. Are you single and the guys won't come clean about your actual education and work history? Are you employed and do you have a college degree?
Ooh.
Hope this doesn't seem too forward. Lonely in Kentucky. No, Lucas in Kentucky.
Lonely and lonely.
So I will leave that to you.
Okay, so am I single is the number one? Technically, yeah. Yes, I am.
Technically. That sounds like trouble, Lucas. Run.
Is Lucas knocking at the door right now in the studio?
She's talking to me.
I thought there was a weird guy walking by my house with a hood over his head when I pulled out.
It was just me.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so.
Looks like you're technically single.
Yes. And
what does that mean? Can we stop there for a moment? What does it mean to be technically single? Like, I'm technically married.
Like, yeah. actually married, but technically married, right?
Yeah, but it's self-explanatory. If
I was married,
single.
I'd be like, no, I'm married, so I'm not single at that point. Like, so technically, I'm married. So
technically, you're single, which means you're kind of seeing some dudes. Like, what's going on?
I have a friend.
Okay.
That I see that it's only one friend. It's not like I have multiple friends that I see. So, but it's not.
She only has one friend?
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
there's like four of us in this room. I thought we were all friends. Yeah, oh, you mean like friends? Gotcha. Yeah, sorry.
Like,
okay, I'm just
saying. Like friends. Which is actually, you know, I mean, that's not normally how it goes.
Biblical friends. Right, talk to the preacher's kid in the room. Gotcha. Yeah.
Let's get to the rest of Lucas's question.
Okay, so college education and career field. We do make fun of your intelligence a lot, but you're book smart.
Yeah, but I don't want to like ruin things for people. Like, I really don't want to give that information.
Well, you're a fish fan. You don't have to. We know that you burn off most of what you have up there.
I manage finances for a company. And good lord.
And she'll soon be serving jail time.
I've been cooking the books. No.
Have you ever heard of the IRS, Tiffany?
Do you know what that stands for?
They knocked on my door the other day.
Do you know what IRS stands for?
Internal Revenue Services.
All right, good.
Not just service, but services.
Is it plural?
What? It's plural.
Are you sure?
Look it up.
What are the multiple services they provide?
Jail and taxes.
Fuck you.
What does it say in office space?
Oh, it's a fuck you in the ass federal prison. This is no country club. They take me to fucking you in the ass federal prison. Where did you go to college, Tiff? That's Lucas's other question.
I went to University of Louisville.
Did you get a degree?
Kentucky fan.
Wait a minute. You went to University of Louisville and you're
Here's the
Kentucky.
Thing, is
why are
I'm
you a
my,
Kentucky
because
fan?
Why am I a Kentucky fan? Because I look way better in blue and I've known that since I was like 5 years old. This is gonna answer all of the questions that I've just been asking in one little story here. So my dad has raised me. I have a mother, yes, and she has been a part of that, but my dad has had full custody of me since I was 3 years old. So when I was like five and I'm like this bratty little like blonde haired girl with curly hair and I'm like,
I can't imagine you were a brat.
No, I totally was.
Tiffany, you were totally a brat.
It's totally fine. It was really hard for us to find babysitters. but so I told my dad.
What
were you doing to the babysitter? Were you scaring them off or was something else happening?
Or was there a webcam involved?
I was just a brat. I actually had a nanny of some sorts for some period of time. But anyway, so we're in the mall one day, and I'm like in the little kiosk in the mall, and I see these like gold. It says it's UK, they're earrings, and there's a little like chain with a little pendant to match. And I'm like, this is what I want for Christmas. Or I want this now is actually how and my dad's like, girl, bye. No, you're not getting it. So girl, I bye. Threw a fit.
I like to think that he said that.
No, he didn't. Girl, actually, bye. Girl, he didn't bye. Actually say that, but that was more or less. But and so I threw a fit like in the middle of the mall, like broke down, like on the floor.
Is this
like,
last week?
Yes. Actually. And then that Christmas, he ended up getting them for me. And so from then on, I was a UK fan, and my dad is actually a Louisville fan, so it's really probably hard for him to purchase the UK jewelry.
Why didn't you go to UK then?
Because, in the same sense, is because I am my dad's only child, and I am a female, he did not want me to leave. That's what he tells me anyway. That I'm a female?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
Tiff.
Okay.
Jeez.
I was confused about what you were debating over there. But anyway, so my dad didn't want me to leave. Like, he was like, you're staying here. If I'm paying for you to go to school, you're going to go somewhere here. You're not moving away. Like, I'll be damned if I'm putting you up in some dorm where you're just like free for all, which is why I had to go to University of Louisville.
Thank God.
And my major was biology. And I told you that last week when we did the science test.
I feel like Joel has something to say.
Why? Just a quick soapbox here. Why is it U of L and yeah. UK?
That's a good question, actually, because U of K does not sound as good as
U of L. But
no,
the
yeah,
same
just
thing.
A roll of the tongue, I think, and it just kind of caught on.
University of Kentucky.
After years,
I think it's because of how you say it. Oh, University of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, she was actually saying UK, like UA.
Yeah.
UA, you fucking liar. Like UA. UK.
UK.
UK. I went to UK. But UL.
And then.
Or UML.
The Ville.
Stop.
How do you say it?
So all I really get from this question, Lucas, to kind of wrap things up for you, is that her father was protective of her. And shout out to dads that raise girls. I think that's cool.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
It explains a lot about you, too. And I mean that in a positive way, because you can totally hold your own in this room. And I have another friend who I found out later. I was like, man, she can really hold her own in a room. And it's because she was raised by a dad. And you're kind of quirky and geeky and fun. And it's like girls raised by dudes are fun. So kudos to your dad.
Fuck mobs is what we're saying.
Holy shit. Wow. That got real heavy. Real
fast.
That's
just what it sounded like. I don't know. I was making the next step.
So would you go out with Lucas? I guess that's the key. Would you?
I mean, I would actually need to see a picture of this dude before
Lucas.
I hit that question.
Lucas, send us a photo to soapboxheroesshow@gmail.com. And that, if you have a question for a nurse, you can also do that.
Yes.
Or if you have another email you want read on a future letters episode of the show, send it to soapboxheroesshow@gmail.com.
Two S's.
Or hit us up with Twitter, Facebook, that's Soapbox Heroes KY.
Correct.
We'll take all that stuff.
Don't forget, ask a nurse. Anything you're embarrassed to ask your doctor, we will have a nurse in studio answering your questions.
We've been preaching this for a couple weeks now.
It's coming. The nurse had to get educated, so now she's smart enough to answer these questions.
Yes,
and that's
going
to happen very soon.
And if Joe wants to talk any more shit,
I'll have an email to
Joe. Joel can meet Chad in the parking lot.
Both of the Joels can fuck off.
All right. It's been another very successful show. Soapbox Heroes Letters
Soapbox
Edition. Love you, Matt.
Love you, Brian.
Thanks, Tiff. Thanks, Chad.
Awesome.
Joel, shout out.
Shout out.